Welcome back to another episode of Cambodia Legal and Tax. I'm your host, Chad, and today we're diving into a topic that comes up all the time for companies setting up or operating in Cambodia: employee quotas, hiring rules, working hours, and what businesses need to know about NSSF. And as always, I've got Zoe with me to walk us through it. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Chad. Great to be here, and I'm excited to break this down because these rules can be confusing. But once you understand the basics, everything becomes much clearer.
Let's jump right in. First question: what percentage of a company's workforce must be Cambodian in order to qualify for a foreign employee quota?
The general rule is that only 10% of your workforce can be foreign employees. So in practice, that means 90% must be Cambodian if you want to stay within the standard quota limit.
Got it. 10% foreign, 90% local. So when is the deadline to apply for this quota each year?
For companies that are applying again, so repeat quota applications, the deadline is the end of November. The system usually opens around September. But if you're applying for the very first time, you don't have to wait until that period. You can apply anytime once your business is registered.
Okay. So established companies follow the September to November window, and new companies can apply anytime. Now here's a question many companies ask: can they exceed that 10% foreign quota?
Yes, but only under certain conditions. If a company genuinely can't find enough qualified Cambodian candidates for the type of work they need, they can ask the Ministry of Labor and Vocational Training for permission to exceed the quota. This isn't automatic. The company has to submit a request explaining the situation, and the ministry will approve or reject it at their discretion.
Makes sense. Now, is there any rule about how many employees a company must have or requirements about gender or nationality?
There's no required minimum number of employees to form a company, and no rules about gender or nationality, other than the foreign employee quota we just discussed. Companies are free to hire the talent they need, as long as they follow Cambodian labor laws.
Easy enough. Let's move on to working hours. What are the limits per day and per week?
Normal working hours in Cambodia can't exceed 8 hours a day, and the weekly limit is 48 hours. Employers are free to design the schedule, but if they use a split shift model, it can only be split into two parts, usually a morning shift and an afternoon shift.
Good to know. Next question: when can a company begin recruiting employees?
Technically, recruitment can start once the Ministry of Labor issues the Declaration of Enterprise Opening. But in practice, most companies start hiring right after they complete registration with the Ministry of Commerce. So registration with the MOC is typically the first trigger for recruitment.
Now let's talk about NSFs. Is it mandatory for companies to register?
Yes. Any company that has employees must register both the organization and the employees with the National Social Security Fund. The company then has to make monthly contributions for occupational risk, healthcare, and pension schemes. All of this is done online through the CamDX platform, but only after the company has finished its registration with the MOC, GDT, and the Ministry of Labor.
Suppose a company registers with NSSF, but hasn't hired any staff yet. What should they do?
They should write a letter to the NSSF asking to temporarily suspend monthly contributions until they actually start employing people. Otherwise, the system will expect payments even though they don't have staff yet.
And once they hire people, what comes next?
They must tell their employees to register for an NSSF membership card. This is the card they'll use to access benefits like healthcare and the workplace accident scheme.
Let's talk about contribution rates. What do companies actually have to pay?
There are three main categories. First is occupational risk, which is 0.8% of the employee's monthly wage. Second is healthcare, which is 2.6%. And then there's the pension scheme, which is long-term and increases over time. For the first 5 years, the total pension contribution is 4% of the employee's wage, shared equally, 2% from the employer and 2% from the employee. From years 6 to 10, the contribution increases to 8%, again split evenly. And after the 10th year, the contribution will increase by about 2.75% every 10 years, with the employer and employee each covering half.
Thanks for explaining that. Much easier to digest when it's spoken out. What about the minimum and maximum wages that contributions are based on?
the minimum wage used for calculating contributions is 400,000 riel per month, and the maximum is 1,200,000 riel. Even if someone earns more, contributions stop at that ceiling amount.
And the deadline for paying monthly NSSF contributions?
Payments are due on the 15th of each month. So, for example, contributions for January must be paid no later than February 15th.
Great. That covers a lot of ground today. Zoe, thanks for breaking everything down.
My pleasure, Chad. These rules may seem overwhelming, but once companies understand the process, everything becomes much easier to manage.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, make sure you tune in next month. We'll be diving deeper into labor practices in Cambodia and exploring what employers need to know to stay compliant. Thanks for joining us on Cambodia Legal and Tax. See you next time.